Hi, I'm Ruth Vant from Dizzy Web Design, and I'm going to tell you what makes a good website.
Event manager for WordPress. So if you run courses, training, have regular events of any kind, you're going to want to display them on your website. There is an open source plugin called Event Manager. Also has an additional add-on, which is not free, called Event Manager Pro, but we'll talk about the functionality of that in a moment. So the basic Event Manager has a calendar. You can add your events, times, dates, locations are linked to Google Maps, so you can bring up the map automatically, and then they can be displayed in a calendar, in a list, in a mini calendar, throughout your site, wherever is required. So if you have the pro version of Event Manager, you can then add a booking form and you can get people to pay through PayPal. You can design your registration form to be however you want. You can have different registration form for different events, and you can also book additional attendees and have a separate form for the attendee details. So you can have just a little mini booking form, which is like name, email, address, but you can't alter that form in any way. That is just the standard built-in booking form, and you also can't pay without the pro version. So you buy a license from Event Manager. This then is an additional plugin onto your WordPress site. It then allows you to add all these forms as you wish, add attendees and add PayPal, or you can even add a pay on the day. So if you want someone to book and then pay cash on the day, they can also do that. You can add as many different ticket types as you wish in Event Manager Pro with different prices. You can also time tickets so that if you're having an early bird ticket, you can say to and from certain dates, the ticket will then not be available after those dates. You will receive an email when a booking is made. The user will receive a booking when they make a booking. The users can see their bookings and they can cancel their bookings online. You can go into the administration and edit the bookings. You can also download a spreadsheet of all the bookings, whatever fields you require for that event, or you can edit them on the screen as you wish. Obviously built in is time, date, that sort of thing. But if you have specific fields that apply to all your events, so maybe speaker or if it's a music event, what type of music it is, something like that, if you can add those specific fields to appear in the template in specific places. You then have a text editor field where you can add as much content as you like about the event. So you have your set field, time, date, etc. And then you have free text fields. You can add pictures as well if you wish, maybe even a video. You can display your list in a big calendar, so full width of your website, and it will display an overview of the event title in each box in the calendar. Or you can have a mini calendar, which is just highlights the dates. So you might want it in the sidebar of your website. So you've just got highlights in different colours when there's events on, and you can click through that. Or you can list the events, so it's literally a list of the events, upcoming events in date order, and you can search the events. You can also have a list of locations, so if you use locations over and over again, you save those and then you can connect those to events. It will bring up the correct Google map automatically into the right place into the templates, so it helps people get to your event. Moving on from that, the next podcast will be about Ultimate Member, which will allow you to get people to access only certain areas of your page based on their membership.